Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord God. Bless you, Father. We worship you. Love you forever. Thank you for your precious son, Jesus. Glory be to God. John chapter 5. We're going to begin at verse number 21. Father, thank you, Jesus. I hope you will take your place today and to write some notes, to take down some scriptures, because we will have many. Glory be to God. And you might want to take the time to go back after the message and take a look at these scriptures. As some background to the message today, I want you to just write this down. This is not where the message is coming from, but read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And you'll get a good grounding for the message that we're doing today. What we're doing is adding on as we pull scriptures from other parts of the Bible that deals with the same subject of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're looking today, of course, at John chapter 5, and we're going to begin at verse number 28. Glory be to God. And we'll be reading verses 28 and 29. So here we go, church. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. The Bible reads, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Praise the name of Jesus. And you know, I hear a lot these days about, I hear that people don't believe that there's a bodily resurrection, that the body actually gets out of the grave. They think it's some spirit that floats around, not knowing that our Bible teaches a bodily resurrection. Yeah. This is one of the distinctions of the Christian faith. We teach a bodily resurrection. And if I want to get grounded as to a bodily resurrection, let's go to the one who taught it first. And this would be the words of Jesus Christ. Now, in the gospel, we'll find in the gospel, "Marvel not, for the hour is coming," he says, "in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Jesus says it himself, everybody in the grave gonna get up. So you can look at your neighbor this morning and say, "You're going to get up. You're going to get up." Glory be to God. Sometimes, you know, they don't want to get up to go to school in the morning, and you say, "You're going to get out of that bed. You're going." Well, every one of us are going to get up. Glory be to God. And I don't care whether we've been saved or not saved, we're going to get up. Yeah. It's just where you going after you get up. Some of y'all going to school, others going to jail. Praise God. But we all going to get up. So we know that there's a resurrection because Jesus has already said there's a resurrection. Well, look at some other scriptures. Glory be to God. We look at Luke chapter 20 and verse 35. I hope you're writing them down because you can talk to them about them with your friends. The Bible says, they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Here are some people who came to Jesus. What they did was they questioned the resurrection. So they come into Jesus and say, well, if this man had been married to this woman and he dies and then he marries the next one, son marries and he dies and the next one, all the way down to the seventh one, whose wife shall she be in the resurrection? And Jesus has to deal with them a little bit because their doubting was that there wasn't a resurrection. So Jesus says, he has to say, look, let me show you something. That in the resurrection, in Luke chapter 20, in the resurrection from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore. Listen to this now. If there wasn't a body to live in the first place, he wouldn't be talking about it could die. Listen to this. Your body actually rises from the grave. Go. We want to get that point across today. Praise the name of Jesus. And it goes on to say this, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed as the bush when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, for he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living, for all live unto him. Then you're going to rise up, glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Everything in the grave's going to get up, glory be to God. Oh, it's going to be an exciting time. Let me all go and get up out of the grave, glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, you all got some horror stories in your mind about what's going to happen when people get up out of the grave. You saw some television show, and you saw these zombies going around, and they say they're the living dead. They're walking around like this, and they're going to get somebody, and they can't ruin, and parts of them are falling off, and they're going to get somebody. Well, that ain't the way it is. Glory be to God. When God raises you up, wait a minute now. You came from dirt. God made you from dirt. Yes, he made Adam from that, from gathering up the clay. Glory be to God. Well, if you go to clay again, your body dies and disintegrates. Can't the very God that made you from the clay in the first place make you again? Glory be to God. Yes, it's a bodily resurrection. Praise him. Can he bring it all back together? Yes. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus dies, and something happened when Jesus dies in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 52. Are you writing it down? Matthew 27 and 52. The Bible says that the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Oh, glory be to God. They got up out of the grave, folks. Jesus said, let me show you a little bit of what the resurrection is like. Yeah. Some of y'all think they're going to be zombies, but they're not. Glory be to God. They're going to rise up out of that grave, and they're going to have a message to you that Jesus is real, that the word is right, and there is a resurrection, and God's going to raise his people up. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So they go and they appear to many. And I like this. I told them, we get the Star Trek fact. You know, these bodies are ours. They were built to be better than this. You know, but the sin kind of got them. We got the degraded by sin. Now, the body that we supposed to have, God can kind of work with these from time to time, kind of show us what things going to be like. Y'all remember the story of Philip preaching? And he was preaching, glory be to God, and he was preaching to that eunuch, and God, when he got through with his business with his eunuch, oh, Philip was just preaching, and all of a sudden, Philip was gone. And he ended up in another place preaching. Well, see, that's the kind of bodies we gonna have. That's the way God's gonna do things. You see, God can do that with a natural body. Why can't he do it when he raised you from the grave? Why do you think it's impossible to believe that? Oh, it's gotta be some spirit thing floating around. He says, I'm going to raise you up bodily. You want that thing, your body's going to come up out of the grave. Well, when the Bible says when Jesus died there, glory be to God, he died on the cross, that those things, they shook. And the place shook. Hallelujah. When Mary goes to the grave, Jesus is up. He ain't in there. All she sees is where his body laid. Glory be to God. See the grave clothes. And I notice when she sees Jesus, though, he looks fine. Things are nice when she sees Jesus, because Jesus has been raised from the dead. Let me tell you another story. You see, because sometimes we question whether it's really a bodily resurrection. And in the Bible says that in John chapter 11, verse number 23, Jesus, Mary's brother hath, Mary and Martha's brother hath died, and his name is Lazarus. And Lazarus has been dead, and he's been dead for 3 days. By now he stinks, the Bible says. Glory be to God. Now he's been dead. The body has been dead. Now what does Jesus do? If it's not a bodily resurrection, Jesus wouldn't have to deal with bodily resurrection this time. He only had to do was deal with a little spirit floating around the sky. But that ain't what he deal with. What he says here, Jesus says unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Yeah. Huh? Your brother, only brother Mary and Martha knew was the one in the flesh that they could touch each day. He said, that brother of yours is going to rise again. Praise the name of Jesus. And he goes on and says to her, and Mary says, Martha says, well, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Even Martha didn't question that there will be a bodily resurrection. He said, I know he'll get up in the last day. Jesus said, I want to show you something right now. I want to show you what it's going to be like in the last day. Yeah. Glory be to God. He says unto her, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, dead, rotten in the grave, yet shall he live.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
You're going to rise up
yes.
out of the grave.
Yes,
praise the name of Jesus. Yes. It's a bodily resurrection. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible in John chapter 6, verse number 40 says this. And this is the will of him that sent me. That everyone which sees the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. I will raise him up at the last day. Glory be to God. You hear that? I'm going to raise you up at Jesus' side. He showed us, he gave us an example in Lazarus. I'm going to raise you up at the last day.
Yes,
praise the name of Jesus. Yes. Glory be to God. Goes on in verse number 44 and says that no man can come to me except the Father draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. You know, if Jesus wanted to get a point across, he'll say it more than one time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to raise you up at the last day. Glory be to God. But that ain't enough. He's got to say it again before he finishes that chapter. Glory be to God. Even before he finishes the verse, he said, I will raise him up at the last day. Verse number 54, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. You hear me? He's going to raise us up. That's why you're taking this kind of symbolically. I'm coming up here and I'm taking this body and blood of Jesus Christ. I'm saying, you know, he's alive and he's well. And everyone that his spirit is in, that trusts and believes in him as Lord and Savior, that's your guarantee that that body is going to be raised from the dead. Praise the name of Jesus. Every one of us will be raised. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can't go any further. I'm going to have to quit. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But take those and take a look at them. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And remember the scripture that we started with. Marvel not at this, that the hour is coming when all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, I got to tell you, I've been mainly talking today about the resurrection of life. But if you want, for those who are going to live on and be in the presence of God, but I want you to write down one more scripture. This is from Revelation chapter 20, when it talks about the great white throne, that at this place, there's going to be a resurrection of the ones who end up in damnation. Because one thing the Bible says here in the scripture that we have been looking at is that there will be a resurrection, and that and they that have done evil will be to the resurrection of damnation, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Yeah. If you've done good, how many can tell me what the best thing you can do today if you haven't done it already? Praise God, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that already, that's the best, some people will say, even though this isn't correct grammar, the goodest thing you can do today, glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. That's the best thing that you can do today is receive Jesus if you haven't already. Because that'll guarantee you a spot in the resurrection of life. And I guarantee you that you'll miss out on that resurrection of damnation. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. So what we offer today is an opportunity to say yes to all Jesus has already done. Say yes, Jesus, I believe on you. Yes, Jesus, I believe you died. Yes, Jesus, I believe you rose again. Yes, Jesus, I believe that everyone that believes on you will also be raised by you, because you said it yourself. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless you. Father, we love you. And Father, we adore you. Thank you for all your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you are Lord, and besides you there is no other. The Lord God, Jesus, you shed your blood for me. And I thank you for that. And I know it wasn't because of anything you did, but you did it for me. And I accept it today. Glory be to God. The Lord God, I realize something else. I'm going to rise. No matter how long I sleep, no matter how long you tarry, no matter how long I'm in the grave, glory be to God, God, I want to be in that first resurrection. In that resurrection of life. When that first trumpet sounds, yeah. Lord God, I want to be there. If I'm dead, I want to be among the dead that rise up to meet you in there.
Yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus. And if I'm alive here, Lord God, I want to be those that rise up next, Lord God.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, me, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Glory be to God. He's the way, Lord God. I want to be sure. And I'm in that first resurrection. I want nothing at all to do with the resurrection of damnation. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I give everything to you. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my all in all, Lord God. And if there's anything I'm holding back from you, Lord Jesus, when you reveal it and take it away, glory be to God. If it needs to be gone, take it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. So I can be Lord. Everything you want me to be. Thank you, Jesus. So I can do what you want me to do. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's our prayer, Lord.
Yes.
That's our prayer for ourselves. But Lord God, thank and praise you. You are God, Lord God, that offers this resurrection to as many as receive you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, as we go through our days, whether we be in this place or in another, Father, in the name of Jesus, you show us somebody, Lord God, that we can encourage to trust and believe on Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, we praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Show us somebody we can encourage to come to a place where you are, Lord God, where they can get to meet you. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, put it on our hearts. Put it heavy on us. We just gotta tell somebody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, put it heavy on us, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God that we present Christ to others. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God. All these other things you said would be added unto us. if we seek you first. My healing is assured. Lord God, thank you for healing Miss Lenore. Father, in the name of Jesus.